This is the October 8th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 24 for property ID 92009256. The property is owned by Svetlana Eltz. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Svetlana here for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but if you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Yes, I am.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written report from this board as to the outcome is within 30 days after this hearing. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Thank you, Daniel.
Unless you have questions, I'll turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Dan, thank you, Daniel. I just wondered if she knew that the county, I'm sorry, Go ahead.
So, unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, by the way, first to have an appeal. I really appreciate your time and work. I purchased this house like 2 years ago from an older couple, and during all that time, they lived for 25 years, I don't know how many years, they never did update anything. It really was costly for me. House was in very bad shape, and I definitely overpaid because I wanted one floor house. It was my move in, and I see, like, for example, on your schedule, I have a fireplace not working, and I'm not sure, but it's saying 3-car garage, it's only 2-car garage. And the main point why I filed this, because I got an offer like a year ago to a little bit less to work on Hawaii, and I wanted to sell maybe a house, and I asked 4 different real estate agents to come in and assess how much I can do it. The max what I get it was 680, and mostly people told me 365, 370 max what they can push it. I'm not sure why increase was like almost 22% from last year. It's just, I'm in accounting, I'm sorry, it was kind of a little bit blowing mind for me. 22%, it's a high increase. Second, I'm absolutely open if somebody want to get in and see the house and do appraisal. And all properties, bigger houses, much, much bigger than mine, sold right now, just 100,000, like 800. We just sold across me a house for 670, and it's bigger than mine. I think it's just their own assessment, to be honest. I would agree maybe it's 656, something around there, 645. But no, it's not 700. It's just absolutely directly, honestly, it's not 700. Even I not will be able to sell this house for this amount. And you have copy of the houses, what I send you. It's much, much bigger. And like I said, across to me, I can see this house. It just was sold 2 weeks ago for, and it's 2 floor, it's 4 bedrooms. It was sold for 685. And I have 3 bedroom and much smaller. It just doesn't make sense, even by ratio between last year, such a huge increase. It was a little bit shocking for me, to be honest.
These houses that you have as comparables, mm-hmm, are all, let's see, yours, when was yours built? 93, and these are all in the 90s?
Well, I just went next to my, you know how in Vancouver, every neighborhood is very different. It's difficult to compare. But I just tried to see what is in my neighborhood, pretty much the same value, and just by size and whatever, how much, you know, what was on market, current market.
These are just on the market. These are not sales.
They were on the market, but how I understand, yeah, then might be they even sold less. Everything is staying on the market. I just pull out what is on the current market right now. maybe they sold, I couldn't update after 30 days before the hearing. But I think good indicator, it's exactly houses what are in the market, because this is a market price. Even this market price house is not sold. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to push to down, I understand that, but again, 700, it's no chance I'm selling house for 700. And not healthy indicator between last year and this year, as I mentioned, 22% increase, it's not really healthy. I mean, houses was not appreciated, 22% is a matter of fact, looking on tendency in real estate, houses getting down right now. Sorry, I'm speaking a little bit more from economy. I'm past my CPA. I'm a little bit familiar with all that, you know, tendency and ratios.
Did you get a copy of the assessor's comparables?
Yes, I did, but I don't have right now. And it was kind of not really what was on the market. I just went what is real market right now. And this is what I attached. And actually two houses I attached still on the market. They're just going down in price right now. If you see my neighborhood there.
Got it. Okay. I have no further questions.
No. I have no further. Thank you.
No, nor do I.
Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate Thank your you. Time, guys.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye-bye.
Close the hearing.
This is the October 8th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 23 for property ID 21938010. The property is owned by Martin Fair. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Martin here for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but if you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Right hand is raised.
Perfect.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. Then you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Well, you know, I pay really good attention to my property value. I've been in real estate for 2 decades. I was a lender for 7 years, and I'm just getting back into real estate, but I'm constantly looking at value. And my good friend is Ridgefield Bob, and we're, you know, we text back and forth. But, you know, with the homes that were built in 2006 are throughout Ridgefield, and my exact plan has been built multiple times or slight variations, similar material. They use the hardy plank siding, you know, reasonably medium spec level. And those houses sell, and I provided some documentation, you know, especially at first around the 1st of January 2025, around 530 to 560. And so when I got my assessment at 619, I got to tell you, I was shocked. No house like that had gone for over 600. And so I made a phone call, and the gentleman was very off-put by my phone call and told me that it's absolutely correct and I have the right to appeal. And so, you know, around March of 2025, I wanted to get rid of my mortgage insurance. So I had a valuation assessment done by Fifth Third Bank, well, you know, obviously one of the largest financial institutions in the country, and I had to pay for that. And they came back at what, 564, and that was in April. So, you know, the fact that my house all over Ridgefield isn't going for over 600 and they put it up to 619, I feel like I just had to put the documents in front of you. So my opinion obviously is secondary compared to hard comparables where someone has taken multiple different properties and come up with an assessed value at 564 just a few months after this valuation was assigned to my house. I'm hoping this can be looked at with pragmatic eyes that say, oh, I think they're reaching for revenue that really isn't there. It appears to me to be, you don't want to color anybody with a broad brush, but my goodness, 619 houses in 2000 and that were built in 2006 around 2500 square feet in Ridgefield aren't going for that. Not in 2000, not up to 2015. Maybe some new construction, but that's a different price point. My house is 20 years old. Upstairs where my bedroom is, it shakes when the train goes by. That was kind of new when I bought it. And I back up to Main Street where trucks go up and down, the house shakes. So the fact that I'm in some kind of superior location where I'm close to the water treatment plant, it just doesn't bear out in practical appraisal terms. So I'm hoping somebody can look at this with pragmatic eyes and go, you know what? He's got not only whether or not he has a point, Fifth Third Bank has a point, and they've got it in a full documentation in front of us and used comparables, took pictures inside and out, and that's what they came up with. That's all I've got.
Yeah. Are you in near the downtown area?
Yeah, right by the railroad track and Main Street.
Yeah. And these others, the comps that the assessor put forth are generally all out in the housing developments, right?
Yeah, I didn't really get to see what the assessor put forth, but they found a couple turn-of-the-century homes that are, I would say they're south of Pioneer in a different neighborhood further away from the railroad tracks that went for a higher amount. And those are turn of the century. They're not really comparable to mine. And they took one or two of those and just painted the broad brush. And it doesn't bear out in practical terms on houses available on Zillow today. It doesn't bear out on houses available on Zillow 6 months ago or 12 months ago. None of it makes any coherent sense to me how they could come up with that number.
Is this, I might be confused, but did the assessor make a comment about that your comps were all relocation sales, or am I confusing that with somebody else?
No.
The assessor didn't make any comments about, if you're talking to me.
Yeah, I am.
He didn't make any comments. He just said, oh no, closer to downtown Ridgefield, it's way more expensive. And that is so false. Because if you go up by the high school, they're getting way more price per square foot for smaller homes. They're getting about what I get for 1900 square feet, you know. And I've got 2500 square feet, and the price per square foot is much higher up by the high school.
Okay.
They just don't have 2006 built homes up there, which my house does need a roof.
How old is it? When is your house built?
2006, so it's pretty ripe for a roof. I've had one neighbor complete a reconstruction, a new roof on his home.
Composition shingle, is that what it is?
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Was that is it a composition shingle?
Yes.
So, but in your original petition, you asked for 580, but I think you must have lowered it somewhere along here in your narrative.
Well, the reason why is because I thought they were talking about the valuation today when I appealed, and then I figured out through talking through the nice lady that went back and forth with me an email, she said, no, the valuation is of January 1st, 2025. And so then I went and found comparables for January 1st, 2025. And it's worth less than it's worth today, back then.
Did you have an appraisal done? You mentioned a valuation from Fifth Third, I believe it was. Was that an appraisal by an appraiser?
It was a broker's opinion. It was basically a competitive market analysis and with additional information. But it's what Fifth Third Bank relies on, you know, for valuation.
Were they able to
pictures were taken?
Were they able to remove your PMI insurance?
They were. They were. Yeah.
These are the ones, Lisa, that were all relocation sales.
That's what I thought. I thought I read that in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's in that summary, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I provided multiple comparables between November and February that were not the Fifth Third Bank.
Yeah, no,
and they were my exact footprint. It's probably the same builder, because if you look at them, and they're beautiful, they have hardwood in them, everything. I don't know if they came across that well on the copy and send, but that's just concrete hard data. And I provided the pre-printed form that you guys have to write in what it sold for, the date it sold, square footage is pretty much spot on my house. So that's data doesn't.
I don't have any other questions.
Doesn't happen.
I'm good.
Yeah. Questions further from me?
Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. Close the hearing.
This is the October 8th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 20 for property ID 18566703. The property is owned by Lance and Sina Lee. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. No detailed quantitative information was provided by the appellant for board review, and the assessor's evidence included 5 comparable sales, a property information card, and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No question.
Close the hearing.
This is the October 8th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 28 for property ID 20187000. The property is owned by Ryan and Tia Ryberry. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Ryan here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Very straightforward. We felt like the appraisal value of the property as of 12/31/24 was overvalued. The assessor came in at $1.38 million. We did CMA based on what was actually sold, which is how we determined the actual value. and that came in at 1.158. So the assessor, we felt the assessor was tremendously overvaluing. We're still upside down in our house for what it costs to remodel it, having a bearing on the actual market price of the house, but I just felt like it was very overvalued. It's simply based on the math. And the person who did the CMA, by the way, has been doing this for 40 years, so that's why I took that basis. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just have a couple comments. You included a lot of property information sheets on other properties. If you did your application online, there's a form. Maybe Allison can hold it up or show it or something. It's not included, but there's a form that you can use, that you should use, that lists the subject properties information all in the left-hand column, and then all the other right-hand columns are for your comparable properties.
Okay.
And that is a much more concise way for us to compare your home to other comparable properties. And the appraisal that you included, I believe it was from 2019. Is that right? Unless I'm confusing. So that we can't put a lot of, it was 2019. We can't really use that as a measure of value because it's 5-6 year old information at this point. So if you appeal again, I would use that comp sheet. Or Allison can show it to you after the hearing or something.
All right,
but
sure.
It's part of the online application, so yep. You probably saw it. Having said that, have you taken a look at the comps that the county provided? Because it looks like 4 out of 5 of those supported your value.
I felt like they were not similar in size. There were two of them that were, one was a one story that had with a two story house that changes the square footage price. The ones that I provided that were sold in 2024 were very appropriate for a multi-story property with land. When they're smaller houses, obviously you people know these things, but a smaller home on a single level, the price per square foot is highly disproportionate to a larger square footage home with multiple stories.
You said you did a CMA, which was a analysis by a realtor. Is that what it was?
Yes, sir.
And did you include that in your report?
I did. Yeah, I've got an email response back from the county BOE General Delivery saying that this was done on time and included in the results.
Because I have the appraisal.
I don't see the summary.
Yeah,
all I see is the appraisal and then all these things.
Yeah,
I'll have that.
Yeah, one sec. It should. I'll double check. It was in the packets, but it was here.
Do you guys have a CMA?
No, I don't.
It should be after the appraisal, I think. Let me see. I can ask Aubrey to put appraisals at the end from now on.
Yeah, like I said, on these homes that you printed out the pictures, you can take that information, put it onto that sheet that I talked about.
Oh, is the CMA in there?
I mean, I guess, are you referring to these, sir, or was there a specific, because I see
that's the first page. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so it looks...
Is there a summary someplace? Because you mentioned a specific number.
Yeah. I don't see a summary.
Yeah, I do not see a summary page.
The realtor told me she responded back. So I will fully apologize. She said that it comes up with a value based on the square footage, which I think she just took the sold price divided by the square footage, which was $227.29 a square foot. And her email said it results in a price of $1.58 million.
Yeah, so this
What was that number again?
Right there on the screen. I'm sorry, that's the first one that was out of date. And then you sent me an update that said they had to be sold in 24. So there was an updated email that I had sent.
That was probably the assessor's office. They'll only take those 2024 sales, so I don't think I have that info.
I emailed it to the county BOE general delivery. Anyway, the dollar amount per square foot was 227.29.
Okay, and what was the total number that you said?
1.158 million.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, there are a few of the ones that you included the information for that are supportive of your number, so. Okay.
Michelle, can you show them that paper, that one form up on the screen? Is it easy for you to put it up?
And I do apologize. I just didn't see that form. Otherwise, I would have filled it out. Yeah. And I'm happy to still do that.
Yeah.
And you can prepare numerous of those copies of that. So if you have more than three comparables, you can do multiple copies of that and put them in there. Because it gives us a measure of looking at all of them comparatively.
Of course.
You can point out the ones that are the best ones that you believe.
Sure, as opposed to going through 20 pages of PDF.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So for next year, and I have a feeling you might be appealing again next year, who knows, but our value, if we do anything at all, is only good for 1 year, and then the county starts over fresh. So you'll want to use that form next year.
Absolutely.
I don't have any other questions or comments.
Okay. Anything else you want to point out to us?
No, sir. Simple math. I mean, the facts, the data's out there, so it's like, I don't know what else to say.
Yep. Great.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye.
This is the October 8th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 22 for property ID 99776200. The property is owned by Gabriel Sluice. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have Nicholas Paisano here for the assessor's office and Gabriel Sluice here for the appellant. If you could both raise your right hands now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Your picture was moving in slow motion. I couldn't tell what you were doing. Sorry about that. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Thank you, Mr. Weaver. So let's see, starting, I have submitted my evidence and then the assessor responded back. I agreed with everything that the assessor responded back with in his counter arguments, except for one issue. The sewer line, yeah, I agreed with. The trees was the part that I didn't. I think the crux of my argument there was that there's these very large trees on my property that are a couple hundred years old. To take them down, I got estimates from a arborist, just word of mouth when he was driving by. He said it would cost, I think, $5,000 to $7,000 each tree to take down. So it makes a lot of my property unusable, especially with the sewer line going through to build. My desire was to put a garage on this property when I bought it. And so I think my argument was that the property value could not have increased $10,000 due to just like value going up because of the trees. I know when I bought the property that kind of, you know, like what I'm willing to pay is what, you know, like the value is at the time. And I think his argument was that since you were willing to pay that, you accepted that. But I would say that the $10,000 increase in that year does not correlate to, like, the trees did not increase in value. If anything, it has taken things back because another year goes by, the trees are taller, more likely chance of one of them falling or increasing my insurance. So while I understand the value is set and I knew about the trees when I bought the place, they are not making the land increase in value. If anything, they're making it go down. So that would be my kind of counter argument to the assessor's response.
I look at this form and it says on there that you purchased the property in 2023 for $280,000. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And this assessed value is still below that number. So was it not worth $280,000 when you purchased it?
I'd have to look exactly at what the numbers were. I think the numbers came out to 260, but, you know, I think the county's valuation and the market value that I had to pay in order to get it are always going to be different. And one, I would say, is not more than the other.
All right. So, Nick, do you want to...
Well, first off, I'd be very happy to respond. Thank you very much for the opportunity to present to you all and to represent the assessor's office. I'll start with just a standardized introduction here with regard to the subject property. The subject is a small but not unique 687-square-foot home with a single carport, and it's on a somewhat larger than typical 0.23 acre, 10,018 square foot lot. And as we've heard, and what was submitted, the petitioner had contended inaccuracy in the value due to the discovery of a sewage line easement. We've discussed that, and then also several old growth trees, which he contends mitigate the utility of the lot, and that the trees present a hazard liability, making the majority of the lot unusable. Just to let the public know and the board know that in response to the submitted evidence from the appellant, I did review the map and confirm the existence of the easement. I've then factored in setback requirements from the easement and calculated an adjustment to discount the value of the lot in accord with that easement and setback requirements that would prevent building along that corridor. This does not prevent other normal use of that land, but the that area, which is subject to that easement, is henceforth zero valued. So this shouldn't be a problem moving forward on future valuations. So that has been addressed. Now, as for the trees, this county does not regard trees as a negative. The market as a whole will either favor a lot with trees or might choose to remove those trees for various reasons, but this is not an adjustment factor. Furthermore, unlike the surprise of the easement that the appellant experienced, these trees, of course, were known at the time of the purchase, and that would be factored in any sales transactions price as an open, notorious existing lot condition. There's no market support for any type of negative adjustment for trees, and none can be applied, as Clark County is fairly well known to be a treed environment.
You can be well known. Thing is, still not have it always be a positive. You can be well known for something and it's still not always a positive.
it and yet at the same time there are people that that purchase properties on account of their
fruit trees.
So in any case, we don't have any basis for or support for making a negative adjustment for trees on a lot. Some people keep their trees, some people remove their trees for various reasons. And with beside the easement issue, the owner retains the utility of all the remaining lot area depending on what he chooses to do.
Except you can't build on it, correct?
you can build, anyone can build on their lot if they choose to modify their lot to accommodate that.
Gabe, can you build the garage you were talking about?
So it's very difficult. The city has a rule that my a garage cannot be forward of the front elevation of my house. So it has to be behind it. And then with the sewer line running through, the corner that I could put a garage shrinks down to almost nothing. So it's going to be very difficult. When I was looking into it, it was going to be a one-car garage, and I'm not sure that would even be worth doing. So, and then further on the below my property, below the house, to get past there, all the big trees are growing, so there's no way to drive through. So that's kind of the issue. The one spot that I could have built a garage on has a sewer line running through, so that was kind of it's been a barrier to do that.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any other questions.
Well, I just hadn't finished my presentation, but I'm glad that was aired. I had submitted as my own evidence the assessor's comp analysis, which I provided three sales that fully support the subject's living area. So it recognizes the dwelling in its current size. And all the comps that were submitted have smaller lots. Two of these are on lots that are less than half the subject's lot area. And then the third I further discounted to fully account for that easement area. So the adjusted range has not only accounted for the easement, but just fully addresses the subject size and recognizes that there is additional utility to a land outside of a building. Furthermore, that lot is a residential lot, and it's reached its highest and best use because there is a dwelling on it. So in my adjusted range, I just don't see any cause for or support for an adjustment beyond where I've recommended a value of $269,000. And that's where I'll rest my argument.
I don't have any further questions or comments.
Anything else, Mr. Sluice?
No, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone.
Okay. All right. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you much. Thank you.
Close the hearing.
This is the October 8th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 27 for property ID 819-583-44. The property is owned by Gaofeng Zhu. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We do have Alex Van Dinter here from the assessor's office and Gaofeng here from the appellant. If you could both raise your right hands now to be sworn in.
Do you swear?
Okay.
Raise your right hand.
There
it goes. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Yes, I swear.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you, Mr. Gaofeng, to tell us whatever you want to.
Okay. I think to assess the property value, I just like when I look for a home, I just going to Zillow to get the fair market value compared to what's being assessed. When I found out there's about, $30,000 difference back in when I did the research, the estimate is $708,900 and the assessed fair market value is $730,000 something. I don't know the exact number, so. Obviously, we wanted to estimate based on January 1st, 2025, the market then, since then, actually declined. The market now is even less than what it is back in January 2025. So that's my argument. I did research comparable homes. I don't remember I presented that proof to the board. The three properties I compared with is all in Camas, close by. There are three bed, three bath, close in square footage. They are 545, 505, and 665,000 respectively. So. That's all I have.
We don't have those.
Right.
Yeah.
So I can expand it a little bit more so we can see.
Okay. That information you said is in your pack, was it your packet?
No, it was not. Yeah, but what's in there is this.
Yes. Okay. Alex, let's hear from you.
Yes. So the subject property is an average plus quality ranch style home built in 2010 with about 1,803 square feet of living space with an attached garage. It's about 458 square feet. The assessor's office has provided two comparable sales, one at 809 Northwest 30th Avenue, as well as one that is on at 5501 Northwest Jackson. Both of these properties are of similar style, as well as quality of construction as the subject property. Our office considers comparable sale one, the 809 Northwest 30th Avenue, to be the most comparable to the subject property as it is closest to the property and is of much similar square footage as well as year built. And in looking at that adjusted value at the bottom of $744,900, we see that that's above what we have as the 2025 assessed value for the subject property. So we feel that the board should sustain the current assessed value for the 2025 assessment year.
Okay, any questions, Terry?
No, I don't think I have any questions. That information right there that on the comps that we did not get a copy of in our packet, though. I guess we'll make a decision based on everything we have here. I have no further questions.
Okay, anything else from either party?
No.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing further.
Do you have anything? Oh, Lisa, are you on there now?
I'm on. Yeah, I don't have any other questions.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
All right, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Hear this?
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.